from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Richard Coffin. People living around the Pine Ridge Motel and Trailer Court in Timmins are being advised to boil their water. Residents there are asked to boil water for a minute before use and thoroughly sanitize food preparation areas. The city of Timmins says the boil water advisory is needed because of maintenance on the system. The advisory remains in effect until samples are taken to confirm that it's safe to drink. The province is expanding its Learn and Stay grant to nursing, paramedic, and laboratory technologist post-secondary programs in underserved areas of Ontario. Nursing and paramedic programs at Northern College in Timmins are involved. Eligible students will receive full grants for tuition, books, and other educational costs. If they stay in the community where they went to school and practice there, they'll have no debt from their education. Grant applications will open in the spring for the fall semester. The South Porcupine Winter Carnival is set to go February 10th to the 12th. All the traditional activities are being offered along with some new ones. And committee member Joanne Hager-Parrott says this year it's all centralized at Northern College.
People can come there for the day, travel throughout the different activities that they're interested in. We just think that this will be a safer, more family-friendly way to host it.
There's also a fireworks display to cap off the carnival on Sunday night. The committee is still raising money to extend the $1,000 a minute show past the 10-minute minimum it's committed to. Great memories working as a teen in Timmins is what inspired a Toronto Blue Jays broadcaster to give back. Jamie Campbell donated the proceeds from the auction of his 2008 scorebook to Timmins Women in Crisis. Campbell says his parents sent him to work for the Natural Resources Ministry in 1984 to become an independent young man, adding the experiences help him even today.
A sense of commitment in me, a sense of responsibility. You know, I never wanted some easy shelf-stacking job when I was in high school because I wanted to learn what hard work meant. My dad worked in the shoe industry, and I'm not entirely sure he enjoyed it, but he was good at it.
Campbell recalls getting dropped off at the former Timmins train station and spending time with other teens at the Hollinger Ballpark. According to Campbell, the final bid on the scorebook he used during the Jays' 2008 season is believed to be four figures. You can listen to Dennis J. Puska's full interview with Campbell at MyTimmonsNow.com. And federal health officials are once again urging Canadians to stay up to date on COVID-19 booster shots. They warn infections may increase in severity as the Omicron subvariant known as Kraken spreads across the country. Canada's health minister says levels of influenza and RSV are back to seasonal norms, but the number of COVID-19 infections vary. Public health Sudbury and districts confirmed today that the subvariant has been detected in their service area. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.